This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Latino residents in Denver are still not getting COVID-19 vaccines as frequently as their white neighbors. Dr. Sarah Rowan supervises COVID-19 testing for Denver Health.
Over the last month, the gap between the percentage of the white population versus Latino population has actually widened. So it seems like the disparities are getting worse in some ways.
Latinos account for nearly half of the coronavirus cases in the city, but represent only 13% of Denverites who have been vaccinated. City data shows community sites that were set up to reverse that trend have served more white residents than any other group. A zero-emission power plant that runs on fossil fuels could be built in southwest Colorado. Here's CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis.
Since 2018, the company Net Power has tested its technology at a pilot project in Texas. The system captures the carbon dioxide byproduct of the power plant to be stored underground so it does not enter the atmosphere and contribute to climate change. The company says the trial run was a success, and it's now moving to construct 4 commercial plants. One is planned for the Southern Ute Reservation in the southwest corner of the state. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
The Daily Camera is asking for a review of a district court ruling that found the University of Colorado Regents could refuse to disclose the names and applications of finalists for the university president's job. The newspaper sued the university in 2019, seeking the names of 6 finalists interviewed by Regents. Mark Kennedy, who got the job, was the only candidate publicly identified by CU. This is CPR News.